For several years, the Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation has had in place a processing plant grant program that allowed grants of up to $2 million to tribal or municipal governments to facilitate new seafood processing capacity in Bristol Bay. The best example of the use of the grant program was the $2 million that BBEDC gave to the Traditional Council of Togiak several years ago that allowed the council to create a 50-50 partnership with Copper River Seafoods. The result was the creation of Togiak Seafoods in the small village of Togiak. Togiak Seafoods now operates a processing plant in the village that serves a primarily local fleet of drifters and set netters. According to the recently released BBEDC annual report, the processing plant grant program was eliminated and replaced with something called the Infrastructure Grant Fund. Norm Van Vactor is BBEDC's CEO.
Seafood plants aren't for everybody. Yes, they might be appropriate for Togiak or for Dillingham or for Naknek or some of the communities that are directly coastal. But, you know, is a seafood processing plant appropriate, for example, for Ekwok? Probably not. But are there other things that are appropriate for Ekwok? Absolutely. And so I think, you know, that same argument can apply to an awful lot of other communities. So our board decision was to make it less restrictive and to remove basically the description of seafood infrastructure and just make it community infrastructure. And that way, if a community wants to utilize that money or apply for that money to build a seafood plant, more power to them. Absolutely. It's there for that.
The change from the Processing Plant Grant Program to the Infrastructure Grant Fund was made late last year, and it allows tribal and city governments to apply for up to $2 million to help pay for large infrastructure projects. Van Vactor confirms the first recipient of the funds from the Infrastructure Grant Fund was the village of Ekwok, which sits on the banks of the Nooshigak River.
The community of Ekwok, for probably close to 5 years now, has been working on a road project to a new landfill. And one of the major stumbling blocks, they've got money from different sources, from state and federal money. They've been accumulating some funds on their own, but they lacked approximately $2.5 million for a bridge in the middle of this road project. And through a lot of hard work on the part of community members of Ekwok in working through the application, and some folks in-house and some consultants, our board recently approved an application contingent upon their getting some additional funding for up to $2 million to complete that project. So yeah, at the end of the day, it's about economic infrastructure development, irregardless of the form or shape that it might take in any given community.
The distribution of funds from the Infrastructure Grant Fund must be approved by the Board of Directors of BBEDC, and the budget allows up to $2 million to be used a year. Despite the change to the processing plant grant program, BBEDC still spends millions of dollars a year supporting the commercial fishing industry, which is at the heart of the local economy. This year, the corporation rolled out a new vessel acquisition program that allows Bristol Bay salmon permit holders to get assistance to get a new or better vessel. Van Vactor confirms that work is underway to make it easier for local fishermen to get a good, competitive fishing vessel.
And one of the things we're working on in the background, too, is actually, when we in-house kind of jokingly refer to it as the Rawson of the 2020s, but a couple of us are spending an increasingly significant amount of time on evaluating and looking around and seeing what options are out there that we could potentially get behind and support in terms of bringing a new class of vessel, a new class of 32-footer into our fishery and into our region that is one efficient, competitive, and affordable. And at the moment, it's the affordable component that is the toughest part of it all. But we're working on it.
The Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation is one of the six CDQ organizations that split up about 10% of all the groundfish in the Bering Sea. They are charged with using the money they generate to invest in economic development projects and initiatives in the regions they serve. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.